Gary Hudson, president of Illinois Corn Growers.
And here we are at the Illinois State Fair, and boy, what a growing season this has been.
It's gorgeous out there, isn't it? Big old ears and got bushy old beans getting ready to put on pods and fill them up with the next rains. It's great.
And you guys have had some rain recently here.
I can't complain about the rains right now. There's like a two-week period that we didn't have much rain, and oh my gosh, the world's coming to an end.
The crop report is USDA adjusted its projection for the crop, which means a lower price.
Well, I think actually corn's going to end up higher today because I don't think it was as big, as dramatic as a move as they thought it was going to be.
Okay, but I was just thinking down the road.
Down the road, we're going to see lower prices in my mind, yes.
Are growers concerned about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we can have bushels and no price, or we can have price and no bushels. It's not easy being a farmer.
But you say that, yet you say that with a smile.
Yeah, it's a very enjoyable occupation, and it's a family-oriented thing, and it's just really, really good to be part of it.
So there's got to be some management tips you can share on, when it is like that.
Well, if you would have sold corn 2 years ago for next year, that would have been best. As for now, actually, I'm pushing towards selling a few more beans for next year and actually producing more beans next year than corn, and that's just on an economical basis. That's the way the ratios fit for my farm right now.
Are there any concerns about storage with the bountiful crop?
Well, I'm sure there were going to be lots of piles of corn on the ground. We're not going to utilize all of our bins this year because we actually pulled back to fewer corn acres this year already and more bean acres. And so we will not have a storage problem on our farm, but yeah, there's going to be a storage issue. And I'm hearing now that we're going to have train issues again, and I don't know. We're just going to have to push it down the river and hope that the locks and dams hold up.
Well, that's true. They did get that word passed.
It's passed, but it's not funded.
That's a fact. What about some of the moisture things that you're hearing from some of the elevators? Moisture requirements, are those changing? Or?
Well, I heard last spring that we were going to have to dry our corn down to 14.5%. That's the first time I'd heard it, and it kind of like fell off. I hadn't heard it for quite some time, and now all of a sudden I'm starting to hear it again today. And that's just an anti-sustainable thing. That corn will survive at 15.5%. There's really no reason to dry it another 1% other than to use up the energy to dry it.
So what is that going to mean then to farmers?
More cost, more energy going into the crop in order to get it dried down to where the consumer thinks they want it.
What about ethanol?
Ethanol? Well, we had a good hearing up at the city of Chicago. They're talking about implementing E15 at every station, having at least one pump that'll pump E15. And boy, Chicago's always been a leader on cleaning up the fuel system and going to lower prices for their consumers.
And who was your meeting with, the council?
That was the city council, the finance committee.
Awesome. Well, what else is going on in terms of growers? Are we seeing more growers? Are we seeing fewer? Are you guys coming together? What's going on? Anything at the state level?
Oh, I think that more farmers are going to be coming into the organizations and helping with the organizations because once the price goes down, they have to figure out what they're going to do with their bushels, and they think that we're going to be the decision makers on how to make that happen.
And where do you farm?
Farm in Douglas County, just north of Charleston, Illinois.
All right. And it sounds like you're having a good year, too.
Absolutely.